Gains in global smartphone shipments fall back to Earth.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. In New York, I'm Jennifer Strong. The growth in global smartphone shipments ground to a near halt this year. And joining us now with the story is the Wall Street Journal's Betsy Morris. Betsy, you say it's the latest sign that the mobile phone boom is petering out.
Shipments have been falling for some time now, but this is the first year that smartphone sales are really expected to be flat. So something that used to be, you know, a big, huge deal with Apple and its iPhone launches is really getting to be, you know, more like, well, you know, do I need a new car this year or not? Can I hold off until next year? So it's really, you know, it's really kind of a big change.
Now, iPhone sales are in decline for the first time since it came on the scene back in 2007. Do we know anything about what Apple is trying to do about that?
Yes. Next year is their 10th anniversary of the iPhone. So all eyes are on Apple, and everybody is trying to figure that out. And Tim Cook has been talking a lot about augmented reality. And so, you know, Apple is so secretive that we can't say for sure, but I think the betting is on phones that will start to incorporate that in them, a more sophisticated kind of capability than, say, Pokemon Go. So that's one thing.
As you were saying a moment ago, mature markets are slowing down in the U.S. We are delaying upgrading our phones, holding on to what we have longer. Can you tell us what folks are watching for with that?
So in the U.S. especially, you know, consumers have really been kind of, I think they've had sticker shock about smartphone prices that's come because carriers like Verizon have suddenly started charging us for the actual cost of the phone. It used to be, as a lot of us remember, that we would, if we locked into a, say, a two-year contract with our carrier, then we could have that phone subsidized. It only cost us $200. But now that cost is built into our monthly phone bill. And so that's really been a problem, in particular for Apple. A lot of iPhone users kind of look at the iPhone and they say, well, you know, I'm waiting for something much more spectacular than what I'm seeing in the latest launches. And until I see one, I think this phone will do just fine. So, you know, they're kind of saying, I'm gonna put off my purchase the same way you would put off a purchase of, say, a new car. And so what smartphone makers are doing is really trying to figure out the technology for the next best new thing that can wow the consumers and get them to, you know, start buying smartphones the way they used to, like, oh my God, I gotta have it.
But shipments are still increasing in emerging markets as new users buy low-cost smartphones maybe for the first time or convert to faster technology.
Yeah, there are pockets of China and India and Indonesia in particular where that's the case, and particularly in India, where Reliance Jio Infocom is actually going in with very, very cheap data in smartphones and really just trying to just basically handing them out and really luring a lot of new users. So yeah, so in some places the growth is very fast, but it's pockets, not overall.
So what will you be watching for with this story as it evolves in the coming months?
You know, I'm really going to be watching for who's ahead on the technology, and I'm going to be looking for, you know, what's going on with, in particular, advances, who can push forward in augmented reality and also some features. I mean, what everybody would love to see is bendable, foldable features so you can actually fold up your iPhone almost like your wallet.
Yeah, we've been talking about that a little bit here, but it seems like just getting the screen there is not going to get us there. I mean, because you still have all these other components.
Yeah, it's really difficult. I think they're struggling with it. So the question is how long is it going to take? Some estimates I'm getting are two to 5 years. May take a while.
That's the Wall Street Journal's Betsy Morris joining us from San Francisco. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jennifer.
And thank you for listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Jennifer Strong.
News on the go. Whenever you want it, wherever you want it. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.